What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
This is the first show you've ever done where Mike and I are beefing.
It hasn't been that bad, though.
I'm not beefing with you.
Oh, well, I guess it's a one-way beef, then.
It's a one-way beef. It's a silent beef. I don't... Look, man, we had a little on-track incident last night. It's like, to me, it's the Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace from the last, from the last race, Chicago Street Course. It is what it is. I have no hard feelings, so I'm not beefing.
Shouldn't. I mean, I'm not sure how you would have hard feelings when you put someone in the wall.
Yeah. Well, I didn't put you in the wall. But,
he's
yeah.
already apologized. Like, what else do you need? I just want to know.
Time
just wants to be salty.
Time will heal.
Time.
You know what's going to happen is... This is the problem. I never get my get back. It's going to be unintentional. Something's going to happen. I'm going to unintentionally damage his car, and then I'll be like, well, that wasn't worth it. But then I'll just be like, well, get what you get.
Yeah, you know? I think that I unintentionally tapped your bumper last night. Yeah,
tapped?
Yes. Okay. Don't make me go to the phone lines. Okay.
Let me tell you something. You dumped me. That's what they call it.
Okay. I'm going to let that go. I'm
literally going to wreck you tonight as quick as I can.
yeah. I do want to bring up one thing. Allie saved my life this morning. Get in the elevator.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, forgot about this. Like I always walk into work with two drinks and one's my caffeine and one's my water. And I have my hands full. I have my backpack on and I walk straight into a spider web. And I just happened to look over at my shoulder and there was a massive spider. And I was like, oh, God. Allie, who
was,
I'm only
where,
assuming
where
is scared
where
of
was the spider.
Right out, right
I mean,
outside
was it
the
on you at this point?
Yo, it's right here.
Dude,
right
on
here.
His shoulder.
On
yeah.
my shoulder. And Allie just starts swiping at me. If you just look from across the parking deck, you would think she was probably trying to fight me.
Because
she just
starts
swinging on me. And I was like, yes, get it. Allie, get it. Ah!
You were that close to turning into Spider-Man.
It could be. I wonder if there's security footage of it. Because it was absolutely hysterical.
It was so funny.
I was thinking, like, this is terrifying, but I have to do this.
I was like, you're my hero. Thank you.
Good on you, because, like, the last thing we need is another person here with an insect bite. That was the other thing that sucked last night, as I was itching.
Oh,
like,
man.
these spots, these places itch.
Yeah.
And they're still itching. When do they stop itching?
Did you get any afterbite yet?
No.
I'll bring it to you. I got some of those. I'll bring it to
but
you.
But I was on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you survived that scary incident.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Like the only way that I could get through that. I was about to have to throw my smart water bottle across the parking deck to get that thing off.
Do you know what kind it was?
It was like not like the Daddy Long Legs, but like a little bit different version of that.
It was like a bigger version of a Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
But
are you sure?
I sincerely hope like Grant is not listening because now he knows I can fight spiders.
You know what I'm capable of.
And I don't want this responsibility.
Yeah, but that was an emergency fight.
It was. Like, she saw the panic on my face. She was like, I got you.
Well, you really weren't. You're like, no, thank you. No, thank you.
I did. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You were polite to Charlotte.
I go, oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Get off me.
That actually just kind of hit a nerve for me because I get the manly responsibility of killing an insect, a spider, a roach, whatever the case may be.
Uh-oh.
But it really grinds my gears sometimes when, like, I'll either be in bed or I'll clearly be doing something. Dude. And I get called out just to get a little baby roach that might already be dead.
This happens to me all the time.
It ticks me off so bad.
Yeah, all does it? Tell us how you feel.
Yeah. It's just like, bro, just flick it. Or, like, get a paper towel and pick it up. It's not that hard. It's not going
to
kill you.
Now, have you expressed these feelings to Simone?
Absolutely, but,
And what did she say?
She says you don't care. You're going to do it.
And how does that make you feel?
It sounds like a you problem.
Makes me feel like I'm in a corner that I can't escape.
Okay. Well, maybe you just play asleep next time.
You know what?
I've tried that before. It doesn't work in my house.
And you know what?
She'll kick me in the head.
She'll shake me awake.
Well,
probably.
You know what? But there you go. There is your get back. Because you made her get all the way up and walk in there to at least wake you up. See?
That's
so at least she had to get up. And then you can be like, you walked all the way in here? You walked by the roach?
It could have been done by now.
I was summoned yesterday to remove a baby lizard from my kitchen.
A lizard?
Like one of those ones that has like a blue stripe on it.
Put it on a piece of paper.
It was running around. My wife put a cup on top of it to like trap it in the kitchen. And then all of a sudden I was doing the DIY in the upstairs bathroom. And my son's like, Dad, Mommy wants you. And she's like, right now. I'm like, okay, well, like, what is it? It must be the biggest animal, like a, you know, it must be a possum or something. No, it's just like literally like an inch and a half long.
Now, if someone would have got me for a lizard, I'd be less mad. It's more about the insects. A lizard, I would be a little bit more.
Because you're freeing forgiving. A lizard. You're just an executioner when it comes to the roaches.
Exactly. I had to slide my Father's Day card under the cup to trap the lizard, you know, so I could escort it to the backyard.
How appropriate. Does Lindsay hit that octave, though? That deep octave that you?
What is that?
Girl!
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so. Maybe, actually.
Yeah. Does that what's her voice when you know something's wrong?
It's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Mine's a honey.
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 I just get my name. Like she calls.
That's that 1 year into marriage. Honey.
Honey.
Lindsay calls me different words when it's that situation.
last night. When you weren't busy saving your wives from spiders and insects and lizards and all that, the Braves were out in Sacramento losing to the Athletics. It was 10-1. That one run was by Eli White. Thank you to Eli for that. Michael Harris, Ronald Acuna were not in the lineup. Didier Fuentes gave up 8 runs. Pretty sure he's not going to get another start again. This is just not pretty. We do have Bryce Elder on the mound tonight. Are you feeling a little bit more confident in him tonight?
Sure.
It's all relative.
But what I can tell you is that the All-Star game is coming to Atlanta, and we're going to be there Saturday, because I'd rather talk about that than Bryce Elder and the Braves. We'll have all the festivities covered, as we will broadcast live, me, you, and Dylan, starting at the Cobb Galleria. That's wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, and special guests. It's all brought to you, Allie, by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. If you're headed to the Fan Village, you can stop by and see us at Murph's all day, Saturday through Tuesday, July 15th on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I was just doing that to be funny. It didn't need to be read, but I was just being it to be funny because that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm with Norris from Commerce, but he's the Braves.
I'm going to keep watching.
Right.
Because that's who I am, and it's what I am. I love the pain of sports, I guess, at times, and I'm a fan. I'm not going to stop watching. I've watched a lot of bad teams in my day, and the Braves have given me a lot of good times. So I'm not going to stop watching the Braves. I will probably talk about them less in my personal life because I don't need to hear pain. I don't need to have that pain all the time, but it's frustrating. Look, though, the thing I keep thinking back is this is a bad year. What I need is I'm not really sure that Brian Snitker is going to do another year. I don't think he was going to do another year before the season. I definitely don't think it midway through. But Alex Anthopoulos is not going anywhere, okay? He's not. Because the ownership's not going to fire a guy that's, to me, not responsible for what's going on because they have such a tight reins on the purse strings that you can't just sign anybody you want like these other teams. And that's what it takes to have that depth, because when you're a team that wins every year, you use depth to go get pieces in the middle of seasons that you may, you know, I say minor league depth, to go get pieces that you need to compete that year for a championship. And that's what this team has done. That's why the minor league system's at. That on top of the fact that they couldn't sign international players for like 5 or 6 years. So they've a big part of their minor league depth was hit. And that's why we're where we are.
And, you know, and I'll add on top of that, too. I had a buddy of mine that came over last night, and he's like, man, what do you think the Braves should do? I'm like, well, first of all, I think they should probably talk Brian Snicker into go ahead and resigning in the second half. And I think that would alleviate both sides from a lot of pain. I don't think Brian Snicker wants to deal with all the stuff going on with his team right now.
Right.
You're missing 80% of your, you know, opening day rotation or whatever else it may be. It's ridiculous. He's been in this game a long time, though, and he deserves the right to take this team as far as he wants to. But I think it would benefit both sides if in the second half that he's like, you know what, I'm going to step aside. I don't know what you know, I don't know what the next step is. I don't know who you go to hire. I know that there's been some names thrown around in terms of people that you would want brought in, but I don't know what the step is after that. It's not going to help anything this year, though. Whoever leads the team in the second half other than Brian Snicker, I don't think they're going to be able to do anything different. But a lot of good managers, good head coaches in sports, sometimes their voice does get a little stale, and sometimes they do have to step aside, and I think he would be better off for it.
The voice ain't making a difference, right, with this team.
No.
Okay? But I think what maybe you do is you says, hey, this is it for me. I'm going to retire to the year. I don't think you let him go. I don't think he quits in the middle of the year. I think he says, I'm not going to quit on this team, but this will be the last season that I do this. I think that would probably be a better way to handle it more than anything.
Dem Aktionscode SQUEED erhalten Sie 15% Rabatt auf Ihre Bestellung unter http://wsoße.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we got to be quick with this, so I want to get right into it. Remember when we were talking about Kirk Cousins having his own people earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doctors, trainers, therapists.
A whole staff.
Well, apparently Patrick Mahomes does as well. And he is not happy with a Kansas City radio host, Kevin Kitzman. I believe is how you pronounce this guy's name, KCMO. You know what? I don't care if I pronounce his name wrong because I think the guy's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, let's just call him Kitzman. I don't even know.
He basically went on and blasted Mahomes for a shirtless image that came out around July 4th. Kitzman called Mahomes fat and said he was an embarrassment. Well, the trainer, Bobby Stroop, he fired back. He's now deleted this message on Twitter, which, dude, it's out there. I mean, Pro Football Talk is literally quote tweeting this, all right? Yeah. So, well, no reason to delete it.
All you're doing is stopping the replies at that point.
Stroop said, you know, you can turn those off these days.
Yeah.
Stroop said, send me your location. You obviously need attention. If you want to see what it in shape is, go make it through a practice at training camp or run hurry-up offense scrambling back-to-back-to-back plays. You don't have a clue what it takes. It's not a look. It's a performance.
Wow.
And
it's not a look. It's an attitude.
You know, I think he's right. The fact that a radio host is calling him, look, we are paid for opinions. And I think there's a way to say things. But I always get irritated when people sit in our seat who... There's a lot of radio hosts that look like they sit in chairs all day, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. And there's a lot of them that don't, you know? There's guys that keep in shape. There's guys that play, you know? You've done a good job of keeping in shape since you've played.
Yeah.
Dude, don't cast stones that you're not willing to, that you can't back up, all right? You throw out these darts like this. It's, first off, you're talking about a Hall of Famer.
You're talking about the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I don't think you're in that position. And I think we would all be surprised. There's this whole saying, he's in the best shape of his career coming into this camp. But Mike will tell you, Allie, that in football, a lot of guys come into camp heavier than they're ever going to play.
Yeah.
Now, Julio used to come into camp looking like he was every bit of 260. He wasn't. He was like 230 when he came in, 240. But you're going to lose weight during the season. Pro Football Talk, Mike Fleury wrote an article. He went all this way, you know, players that are thicker survive better. That's okay. That's cool. Yeah, maybe you can take a shot better. But this... I'm sorry, but a guy sitting in my seat that never played professionally shouldn't be going on the air calling a guy fat and an embarrassment. Now, if you come in 40 pounds overweight, maybe, Mike?
Look, man, who would you rather have on your team, Anthony Richardson or Big Ben? And I promise you that Big Ben is going to be your pick, but Anthony Richardson probably looks better in his swim trunks right now on vacation before training camp starts. All right, just throwing it out there.
I've always had an issue with it. And even when I was a producer, even when I was a fan, and it wasn't even in it, it's just, it's a little much. It's a little rich, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Very rich. Well, we got a roll for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today. Major, major thanks to Queen of the Ring, Jade Cargill, for stopping by. Of course, check her out on WWE's Evolution on Sunday. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
wish Steak Shapiro a happy birthday, and stay cool, Atlanta.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards.
Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.